All right. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm coming live to you from home this morning. My son tested positive for COVID recently, and the brothers felt it would be best if I spoke from home this morning.
弟兄姊妹们，主日平安。今天早晨我在家里面用 Zoom 跟大家来交通，因为我的儿子他是测出来新冠阳性，所以负责聚会的弟兄们就建议我在家里面用 Zoom 跟弟兄姊妹来交通。
So why don't we begin with a word of prayer?
我们先开始有一点祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful that we can gather before you.
主，我们实在是感谢你，因为我们能够聚在你的面前。
And no matter what format we are gathering in, your presence is with us.
不管我们聚会的形式是什么样子，你的同在都与我们丰富的同在。
Lord, we desperately need you.
主，我们实在需要你。
Lord, even though it's the sound of man that is being projected this morning,
虽然今天早晨是有一些人的声音要发出来。
We really pray that we would hear the voice of God.
我们是在祷告说我们要听见神自己的声音。
So I pray, Lord, that you would speak.
主，我祷告你自己来说话。
Anoint all of us with your Holy Spirit.
用你的圣灵来膏抹我们每一个人。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
用主耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
So this morning, I was thinking about the topic.
今天早晨我在思想这个题目的时候。
And recently, I've been thinking a lot about what it means to cling to the Lord, especially when I was considering the life of Hezekiah.
最近当我在思想这个题目，就是我们抓住神，抓住主是什么意思呢？特别是思想到这个西西家这个医生的故事。
And we don't have time to look into his life in detail this morning, but I want us to think aboutthat clinging to the Lord is a gift to us.
今天早上我们没有足够的时间能够详细的看西西家这一生的故事，但是呢，我们可以来思想一下这个抓住神这件事情是什么意思。我觉得抓住神实际上是神的恩典。
And it is a gift to us because he allows us to cling to him.
为什么说是恩典呢？因为是神自己允许我们来抓住他。
And the interesting thing was this,Early on this week, when the Lord sort of gave me confirmation that, okay, this is the topic that I should speak on, my week got progressively worse and worse and worse.
那很有意思的事情就是当这一周开始的时候，主把这个题目放在我里面的时候，就是要抓住神。结果我这一周的话呢，就过得好像越来越糟糕，越来越需要神。
And the stress started building up.In my life.
在我在这一周的生活里面，这个压力好像是越来越多，越来越大。
It caused me to second guess myself whether I should even speak on this topic because I was failing in a lot of ways.
到了一个程度，我都在想说我是不是适合交通这个题目，因为我在生活中间，在这个压力面前，我有很多的失败。
But I guess the Lord wanted me to experience, what it means to cling to him before I even speak on this.
但是我相信说主要我在讲这个题目之前要我自己在生活中间来经历到什么叫做抓住主。
But I think in our lives, maybe just in my life, sometimes I envision, or I think, wouldn't it be so good if our lives were just perfect?
在我们的生活里面，也许在我自己的生活里面，我们是不是每个人都在想说要是我们的生活，基督徒的生活是完美的，那该多好了。
As a student, you always get 100% on your test. When you're driving, you never hit a red light.
作为一个基督徒的学生，我们希望说我们每一次的考试都拿100分。如果我们开车的话呢，我们希望是每一次遇到红绿灯的时候都是绿灯。
Our kids are always perfectly obedient to us.
那我们的孩子们都是那样的顺服家长。
And as a son or a daughter, you might think, well, it would be so great if my parents always understood what I wanted or needed.
如果你是作为女儿或者作为儿子，你是不是在想说，如果我们的父母亲每一次都能够明白我们的需要？
Or it would be so nice if my parents would never nag at me ever, and I would never have to get into arguments with them.
或者你作为儿女，你在想说，如果你的父母亲再也不需要唠叨了，你再也不需要跟你父母亲有这个争论了，那多好啊！
Or your husband or your wife is always perfect and they always agree with you.
如果你是作为丈夫或者妻子，你多么希望你的配偶是完美的，不再跟你有争吵。
We never get sick. We never struggle with any sort of sin in our lives.
我们也不会生病，我们也不会犯罪，那该多好啊！
School life, work life, it's always, always perfect.
我们的学校的生活，我们的工作场所，我们的表现总是完美的，那该多好啊。
And nothing ever unfair happens to us.
然后在我们的身上也不会发生那些不公平、不公义的事情，那该多好啊。
And we're always in a state of comfort and in a state of good mental health.
我们每一个人都是属于我们健康，身体很健康，精神很健康，那该多好啊。
And what about even church life? What if every brother and sister was just perfect? And, we always mesh perfectly together.
然后当我们来到聚会中间的时候，如果我们的弟兄姊妹每一个人都是完美的，我们在一起聚会，我们在一起服侍，没有任何的问题，那该多好啊。
Imagine if you just had everything that you ever wanted and it was always perfect in your life.
我们想象一下，在你生活中间，你每一个需要，你每一个想法，神都成就，大概多好。
Think about that, and then think, where would God fit into your life then?
当我在想象这种情况的时候，如果真是这么完美的话，那么神在你的生命中，在你的生活中间，他还有什么地方需要他吗？还有什么地位吗？
Would we ever have the sense that we need him?
我们会不会就怀疑说，我们这么完美的生活，我们可能就不需要神了。
Would there ever be a need to call upon His name?
在这样完美的生活里面，我们可能再也没有机会，再也没有需要来呼求他的名。
You know, our lives, in this world, full of challenges, difficulties, disappointments, failures, and emptiness.
在我们现实生活中间，在这个世界上面，我们的生活常常充满了挑战，充满了困难，充满了失败，充满了软弱。
And even as children of God, we belong to Him, but we're not immune to all of these.
我们即使是作为神的儿女，我们是属于神的，可是我们同样也遭遇这些困难，也这些挑战，这些难处。
And why is that?
那我们就会问说，为什么会这样子呢？
Why does there have to be trials, difficulties, suffering?
为什么我们作为基督徒，作为神的儿女，我们还要经历这些难处，这些挑战，这些挫折，这些失败呢？
I remember back in my college days, I asked a couple of older brothers who were wiser, and I asked them, do you think that it's possible for us to come to know God, without having trials or difficulties or sufferings?
我记得我在读大学的时候，我曾经问一些年长的，比我就是更有智慧的那些年长的同学们，我问他说，有没有可能我们在一个一帆风顺的没有任何环境困难的情况里面能够认识这位神呢？
And they said to me, I don't think so, because there would be no need for God in our lives.
这些年长的比我有智慧的同学们就告诉我说，不可能，如果在这个环境里面，我们就不再需要神了。
So it's only when we're desperate and disappointed and we're failing, we are sick and things aren't perfect, that's what brings us toCling to the Lord.
只有在我们失望，在我们绝望，在我们遇到困难，在我们失败软弱的时候，我们才需要抓住我们的主。
And so, remember, God allows us to cling to Him. It is a gift for us that we can cling to Him. And He wants us to cling to Him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要记得，这是神的恩典，神要我们来抓住他，神愿意我们来抓住他。
So I don't know if you guys can see this at church, but hopefully, at SCA, but I, just for the sake of time, I just projected these verses so that it'll save us some time from flipping around. I hope the Chinese is right. I can't read any Chinese. I don't even know if this is, I hope it's the right verse that I copied and pasted.
弟兄姊妹们看到屏幕上面有这些经文，有英文的，有中文的。
So Deuteronomy, it says, you shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him and cling to him, and you cling to him. So I wanted to bold that.
在生命记十章二十节这里说，你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，专靠他。这个专靠他就是那个重点。
Another verse in Deuteronomy says, you shall follow the Lord your God and fear him, and you shall keep his commandments, listen to his voice, serve him, and cling to him.
生命记十三章四节，你们要顺从耶和华你们的神，敬畏他，谨守他的诫命，听从他的话，侍奉他，专靠他。这个还是专靠他。
Joshua 23:8 says, but you are to cling to the Lord your God.
约书亚记二十三章第八节，如今照着你们到今日所行的，专靠耶和华你们的神，专靠耶和华。
And sorry, this is kind of messy because it's a lot of verses, but just wanted to highlight, this is kind of my theme verse for this morning in 2 Kings 18:5 through 7. This is regarding Hezekiah, King Hezekiah.
这章的时代里面有很多的经文，这主要是，这就是今天的主题，是列王记下十八章五到七节。
So it says, he, this is Hezekiah, trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. Verse 6, for he clung to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept his commandments. Verse 7, and the Lord was with him.
第五节，西西家倚靠耶和华以色列的神。第六节，因为他专靠耶和华，总不离开，谨守耶和华所吩咐摩西的诫命。第七节，耶和华与他同在。
So, there is one requirement in clinging to the Lord.
关于来专靠神、倚靠神这件事情有一个要求。
In verse 5 it says, Hezekiah trusted the Lord.So we need to trust the Lord.
在第五节这里说，西西家倚靠耶和华，因为他信靠主，所以这个要求就是要信靠主。
Do we trust the Lord that our lives are in His hands?
我们有没有信靠主到一个程度，我们愿意把我们的生命放在他的手中？
When things are challenging in our lives, and it feels like our world is caving in on us, and everything appears to be going wrong in our lives, do we trust that He is in control?
当我们的生活遇到挑战，当整个世界好像都来反对我们的时候，好像一切都不顺利的时候，我们有没有这个信心说神能够掌管这个环境？
Trusting in Him, it doesn't mean that that challenge, that difficulty is going to be resolved or be eliminated.
信靠主并不是说这个环境马上改变了，这些挑战马上就挪去了。
But do we trust that it is His good grace that these challenges exist in our lives and that He is always walking beside us? Do we trust that?
我们能不能相信说，虽然有这些挑战，但这个挑战是神允许放在我们环境中，并且在环境里面神仍然与我们同在。
And so God will not always eliminate these challenges and struggles in our lives, but what He will do is He will hold our hands and walk with us through these deep waters.
神不一定会把这些挑战或者难处从我们的生活中间、从我们的环境中挪去，但是他有个应许，他一定在这个环境里面握着我们的手，跟我们一同经过深水。
But we need to trust in Him, we need to cling to Him.
但是我们需要信靠他，我们需要倚靠他。
And we don't have time to read this, but in your spare time, you can read 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. This is a very interesting part of Hezekiah's life.
另一段经文是《列王记下》20章1到6节，我们今天没有时间来读，但是呢，这是一段非常有意思的经文。
And so Hezekiah fell ill, and he was going to die.
西西家病得要死。
Isaiah, the prophet, came to him and told him and said, the Lord says, you shall surely die, so get your house in order.
先知以赛亚去见他，对他说，耶和华如此说，你当留一命于你的家，因为你必死，不能活了。
But then Hezekiah clung to the Lord in prayer.
西西家就转脸朝墙祷告耶和华说。
And the interesting thing is, God heard his prayer, and God actually changedfrom what he originally said and extended Hezekiah's life for another 15 years.
很有意思的是，耶和华神听见了西西家的祷告，并且改变了心意，又赐给西西家另外的15年。
And so clinging to the Lord in prayer is something that is so important.
我们信靠主，我们来祷告是非常重要的一件事情。
Luke 18 verses 1 and 7, you can read the whole parable here, but it says, Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up.
路加福音18章第一节这里说，耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Verse 7 says, And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off?
记得这里说，神的选民昼夜呼求他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
And so in these critical moments of our lives, when challenges and difficulties and stresses overwhelm us,Cling to the Lord in prayer. It says, don't give up.
在我们生活中间遇到那些特别具有挑战性、特别困难，甚至那些压力、那些环境，好像要把我们吞没的那环境里面，我们所做的重要的一件事情，就是我们要抓住我们的主，向他祷告。
It says, cry out to him night and day, and he will not keep putting us off.
这里说我们要昼夜呼求他，他终究必给我们伸冤。
And I can testify in my life that, the Lord has answered a lot of my prayers when I was really persistent in prayer, crying out to him day and night.
我自己可以做见证，就在我的生活里面，当我在主的面前昼夜来呼求他的名的时候，他一定拯救我。
And there are still a lot of prayers that the Lord has not answered in my life yet, but I'm,persisting in prayer, praying, clinging to him day and night.
在我的生活中间还有一些祷告神目前还没有听，但是呢我还是抓住神昼夜来呼求他。
The question is, do we trust in him that he is always in control?
但是问题是我们是不是信靠主，相信他在一切的环境里面他都是掌权的。
And we need to cling to him and never give up.
我们需要倚靠他，我们需要坚持到底，不放弃。
And that persistence in prayer is one way that we can cling to the Lord.
我们在祷告中间，我们持续的祷告，我们不放弃的祷告，就是依靠主的一个方式。
A second thing that we can learn is, what else did Hezekiah do in clinging to the Lord?
第二件事情我们可以学习的就是西西亚，西西家在祷告主的时候他是怎么样来信靠神的呢？
In verse 6 he says, For he clung to the Lord, he did not depart from following him, but kept his commandments.
第六节这里说，因为他专靠耶和华，总不离开，谨守耶和华所吩咐摩西的诫命。
And verse 7, And the Lord was with him.
第七节，耶和华与他同在。
And so I will say with complete honesty in my life that, the Word of God has been a saving grace in my life.
我可以很诚实地跟大家说，主的话在我的生命中有着拯救的恩典。
And I will also be honest that I was never 100% consistent in my reading of God's Word.
但是我也很诚实地告诉大家说，在我的读经生活里面并不是百分之百这个完全的。
And there were definitely, are chapters and books in the Bible where I read it and I have no idea what it's talking about and I'm still struggling to find how it's relatable to me.
就有一些的章节对我来说我可能不明白，我可能一直还挣扎想要明白这些章节的话语。
But I still read it.
但是我一直读。
Currently in my personal Bible reading time, I'm reading the book of Leviticus.
最近我在读耶利米哀歌啊，利未记，利未记。
And there are a lot of things that I don't understand and I don't know yet how it relates to my life. But I'm still reading it slowly.
在这些书里面有很多内容，很多话我不明白，我不知道怎么应用到我的生活中间，但是我还在读，一直在读。
But because the Word of God was in me in some capacity, even though it's a little bit, but in some capacity, it has protected me from a lot of terrible things.
但是因着神的话在我里面，在某些方面，在某些时候，在某种程度上面，神的话就保护了我。
And I don't have time to go into any of the details this morning, but I mean, I have sinned a lot in my life.
在今天的这个交通里面，我没有足够的时间能够来讲仔细的讲这些见证。但是呢，你知道我也是个罪人。
And I have made a lot of poor choices in my life.
在我的生活中间，我也做了一些可能不明智的决定。
But the word of God inside of me always reminds me to turn back to Him. Turn back to the Lord.
但是神的话在我里面总是提醒我应该转向我们的主。
And so even today, still, the word of God is still reminding me to constantly turn back to Him.
即使在今天，神的话在我里面一直在提醒我要来转向的到主的那边去。
So I encourage a lot of the JY kids are here with us this morning, high schoolers and college students. Sometimes we read the Bible and it seems dry to us and we don't see the, how it relates to our lives.
我这里要对初中组、高中组这些大学组的孩子们来说，也许有一些时候你在读圣经的时候，这主的话好像很干。
And I want you to know it's okay to feel that way.
那我要跟你讲说，这种很干的感觉其实也正常的。
And it's okay that you don't understand every single word in the Bible.
你可能不明白圣经里面每一句每一字，但是这也是正常的。
But we trust that it is the word of God, and we should cling to it.
但是我们相信说这是神的话，我们要抓住神的话。
Because not only will it provide protection to us, but when we are in times of difficulties and disappointments and challenges in our lives, it will become a source of hope because it draws us closer to the Lord.
因为神的话不光只是对我们的保护，并且在我们的人生中，当我们遇到低谷、遇到难处、遇到挑战、遇到失败的时候，神的话会给我们盼望。
And even though we don't understand the verses 100%, it's okay. If we cling to Him, cling to His word like Hezekiah did, cling to Him one day, on a day where you don't know, God will use those verses to enlighten you at the perfect time when we need it the most.
哪怕我们对神的话不是百分之百的明白，百分之百的领会，但是没关系，因为某一天在特殊的时候，在特定的场合，神的话就照亮你，成为你的力量，成为你的帮助。
And ultimately, what is the result of clinging to the Lord in His word, to His commandments?
那终极来讲的话呢，就是抓住神的话，遵守他的诫命，到底是什么意思呢？
Verse 7, it says, And the Lord was with him.
第七节这里说，神与他同在。
What a wonderful thing that when we cling to the Lord, cling to Him in prayer, cling to Him in His Word, the Lord is with us.
这是何等美好的一件事情，当我们抓住主，抓住他的话的时候，他与我们同在。
Cling to the Lord, cry out to Him day and night in persistence in prayer.
抓住主，抓住主的话，昼夜来呼求主的名，在祷告中来抓住他。
And if we cling to Him in His commandments, in His word, He is with us.
如果我们抓住主，抓住他的话语，抓住他的命令，那么他就与我们同在。
And I just wanted to end with King David. So Psalm 63, verse 8.
最后我要分享这个诗篇63篇第八节。
This is a wonderful psalm. I'm just going to highlight this verse. It says, My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me.
这是一篇非常美好的诗篇。我要来分享这一节，就是我心紧紧地跟随你，你的右手扶持我。
And this was King David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah, and he was so desperate, but he found satisfaction in the Lord.
这是大卫王在犹大的旷野里面的时候，他在主里面找到满足。
And so only when we cling to Him and we don't never let go of the Lord, no matter how difficult the challenges are, or how much you feel like you're misunderstood, or no one around you knows the troubles in your life.
只有当我们抓住主的时候，哪怕我们在最困难的环境里面，哪怕我们被误会、被误解、被人不明白，在这样的环境里面，我们抓住主。
Then we will experience that His right hand upholds me.
我们就可以经历到他的右手紧紧的抓住、扶持我们。
And we will experience satisfaction in the Lord.
我们就能够经历到在主里面的满足。
Like King David did.
就像耶稣告诉我们的。
Again, it is by His grace. It is His grace where He allows us to cling to Him.
这是靠着神的恩典，他允许我们来抓住他。
And clinging to the Lord is a gift to us.
信靠主这件事情是一个恩典。
So brothers and sisters, no matter where you are in life, no matter how old you are, no matter what struggles you have, no matter what trials or challenges,
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Thank the Lord for our brother Ben's sharing.
我们为着我们弟兄的交通，我们感谢神。
So, I'll continue what I shared last time.
我要继续我上一次所交通的。
I think brothers and sisters may remember, so I mentioned that we, I think in the last couple of years, we felt the Christian joy has beenSeverely challenged.
我想弟兄姐妹知道，我们在过去几年，我们作为基督徒这个喜乐，好像受到一些挑战。
Yeah, the joy is essential in our life.
The joy,
joy is essential.
这个喜乐呢，事实上是我们生命中非常重要的。
Yeah, but all these challenges, well, I think it will continue. It will not end just because the pandemic ended. But the challenging will continue until the Lord comes.
那我们相信这些挑战是不断会继续再有的，就算疫情结束之后，这挑战仍然会继续。
And God allowed these things to happen because all things work together for good to those who love God.
那神允许这些事情发生，因为神告诉我们说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So just like Ben shared, yeah, if we have no challenge in our life, if everything's easy, then we probably don't need him.
正好要我们刚才弟兄交通的，如果我们的凡事都顺利的话，没有任何挑战的话，好像我们就会不需要神了。
Yeah, so the Lord allows these things to happen, and the Lord allows the enemy to attack us, because he knows the end, he is all victory.
那我们的主容许这些事情发生在我们身上，容许仇敌来攻击我们，因为他知道在最终有怎样的结果。
So I'd like to talk, so I started last time to talk about the fullness of joy.
所以上一次我讲到交通道说满足的喜乐。
And this is from John chapter 13 to 17.
这是从约翰福音13章到17章。
And we know that night the Lord was betrayed.
我们知道在主耶稣基督被卖的那个晚上。
Yeah, he had some very important words with his disciples before his departure.
在他离世之前呢，他跟他门徒交通非常重要的话语。
And in this passage, the Lord mentioned three times of having fullness of joy.
那在那些经文里面，主耶稣谈到三次满足的喜乐。
And each time he has a different, he reveals to us different elements and secrets.
那每一次呢，主耶稣都向我们启示这些喜乐之后背后的这些原因。
Yeah, the first time that he mentioned this one, John chapter 15.
那第一次他在约翰福音15章里面提到的。
So last time we meditate together.
上一次我们也一同在默想那些经文。
And there we find out that the first thing that the Lord mentioned is that we need to abide in him.
那我们在那里发现说，主耶稣告诉我们第一件事情是我们要住在基督里。
Because our God is God of joy.
因为我们的神事实上是喜乐的神。
And when we were born again, we have already been connected to him and is in him.
那当我们重生得救之后，我们与我们的神连结了。
Just like the branches are in the vine.
正如这个枝子呢，应当在葡萄树上一样。
So it's actually very natural for us to have the joy of the Lord, to enjoy the joy of the Lord.
所以事实上对我们也应该是非常自然的，就是我们应该有主的喜乐，然后在主里面享受他的喜乐。
Yeah, if that branch if there's nothing to hinder the connection between the branch and the divine.
因为在那里没有任何东人没有任何事物可以阻挡那枝子和树来连接。
如果没有任何可以阻挡那枝子与树连接的话。But seems like in our experience, we felt it's not always the such condition. Sorry.
但是我们觉得说在我们生活经历里面我们觉得好像没有这样的一个感觉这样的条件。
So the Lord told us the secret of a constant abiding in him.
所以主耶稣也告诉我们这个秘诀叫做如何常在主里面。
Yeah, it is by keeping his commandments and by loving one another.
那就是要守他的诫命并且彼此相爱。
The reason that we cannot experience much of God's joy is due to self-life.
因为我们之所以不能够享受到神的喜乐是因为我们常常是活在自己里面。
Yeah, by nature, we are all self-centered.
因为照着我们天然的本性我们都是自私的。
Yeah, even after we have been saved, our attention is still me, my.
因为甚至当我们蒙恩得救之后我们常常想的还是我的。我自己我们的
Therefore, that self-life is the clog in the pipe that hinders God's work and blessing.
所以那个自私呢事实上就是在好像管路里面的一个阻塞的东西阻挡了神的喜乐到我们身上。
And when we are willing to let go myself, when we are willing to obey him and to love one another, that gives the Lord freedom to unplug the pipe and to let the joy flow.
所以如果我们愿意放下我们自己然后容让神在我们身上工作就可以把那个阻挡那个喜乐那个因素除掉。
And so last time I mentioned that loving one another is very important.
所以上次我提到说彼此相爱是非常重要。
Where the love, is full, joy is full.
因为在哪里爱是完全的爱那在哪里就有满足的喜乐。
And love and joy go hand in hand because both are the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
因为爱和喜乐是一起来的因为都是圣灵所结的果子。
Now that was the first part.
所以那是我上次教的第一部分。
Today we would like to meditate the second part together.
那今天我想要和大家一起来默想我们第二部分。
So please turn your Bible to John chapter 16.
请大家打开圣经到约翰福音16章。
John chapter 16, and we'll read the verse 20 to 24.
我们要读20节到24节。
I'll read in English and my brother will read in Chinese.
我要先读英文之后我弟兄用中文一起读。
没关系
先读英文之后我弟兄读中文。
Yeah. John chapter 16, verse 20 to 24.
约翰福音16章20到24节。
Truly, truly, I say to you,that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will grieve, but your grief will be turned into joy. Whenever a woman is in labor, she has pain, because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy that a child has been born into the world. Therefore, you too have grief now, but I will see you again.And your heart will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. In that day, you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full.
约翰福音十六章二十节我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要痛哭哀嚎，世人倒要喜乐，你们将要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了，这喜乐也没有人能夺去。到那日你们什么也就不问我了我实实在在地告诉你们你们若向父求什么他必因我的名赐给你们 向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
Yeah. So if we see the first passage last time is about abiding in love, this time we find out the joy is related with sorrow, and especially it's the sorrow of birth child. Birth of a child.
那我们刚刚提到的是说要喜乐的一个因素是住在主里，但今天我们看到说在这里好像是说喜乐一个因素是一个好像忧愁产生的，而且甚至是一个妇人生产的疼痛里面产生的。
Yeah. So I think our brother already mentioned, yeah, we in this world we have so much troubles and challenges.
因为我们弟兄刚才也谈到说在这个世上我们实在有很多的难处，有很多的挑战。
And so this time we found out the Lord, especially he knew the disciple, what the disciples will go through. And so he did not despise all these sorrows. He did not take them lightly, but he explained how they can have a joy.
那这一次主耶稣基督也告诉他的门徒，就是主在这些话语里面并没有轻看这些忧愁，但是主也解释说为什么会有这些忧愁。
Yeah, so we'll take a look at this passage with three points.
我们要从这些经文里面来看到三个点。
The first one is pregnancy and childbirth as the illustration.
第一段我们讲到说在生产怀孕生产这个比喻里面。
The second part is that the Lord says that I will see you again and your heart will rejoice.
但第二部分呢是主说我要再见到你们，你们的心就会喜乐。
And the third part is about ask in the name of the Lord.
那第三部分就是要奉主的名求。
Yeah, so I think this is three points cover these four verses that we just read.
我相信说这三点呢是也包含了我们刚才所读的这些经文。
Yeah. So, let's take a look at the pregnancy.
第一个我们来看看妇人怀孕。
So I think we know that suffering is very common, it's a very common experience for people in this world.
因为我们看见说在这世上的人们受苦好像是非常常见的事。
And a lot of people have a question, we do not understand why we have all these sufferings.
那很多人问这样问题说也不明白为什么我们要受这么多的苦。
We do not know, some people say it's just bad luck or maybe someone else's fault.
因为很多人说、哦、可能是 我很倒霉，或者说是都是别人害我的。
And of course that many times it may be that we made the wrong decision, we made a foolish decisions.
但很多时候是我们个人做了错误和愚昧的选择。
But anyhow, we don't have in this world, people have no answer.
但是不管怎样，在这个世上我们发现人们对这样的问题没有答案。
But very interestingly, here we see how the Lord used the pregnancy and childbirth as the illustration and to explain why there's suffering.
那我们看见很有趣的是主在这里用怀孕和生产之难来描述为什么人间会有忧愁。
Or I should say is why Christians, why people of God have suffering.
那也许我应该再明确一点说是为什么神的儿女基督徒也会受这样的苦。
The same Lord that in Genesis 3 told Eve that she will have much grief and pain in childbirth.
因为在创世纪第三章那里讲到说因为犯了罪之后夏娃在生产的时候必须受许多的痛苦。
Here he gave the explanation.
那在这里我们的主做出了解释。
Yeah. That means there's a purpose in this pain and this labor.
因为我们发现说在这一个痛苦在这个生产之难里面是有一个目的的。
Yeah, we thank the Lord I have the respect for our sisters that they went through pregnancy to give a birth of child.
我感谢神，我也很敬重这些姊妹们，他们在生产的时候经过这些痛苦。
And the Lord here says that such a grief will turn into joy.
但主耶稣基督在这里说，这样的忧愁要变成喜乐。
Because there is a child to be born into this world.
因为将要有一个孩子要生在这世上。
In other words, this is the process to be, to multiply.
也换句话说，这个过程呢是必要有的，好叫我们人可以生养众多。
Yeah, if you remember that in Genesis 1, the Lord, after he created man and woman, he says to be fruitful and multiply.
因为我还记得在创世纪第一章，主在创造男女之后呢，他就吩咐人说，你们要生养众多。
And then so we find out this is the way that actually life may be multiplied.
我们发现说这是一个方式，好叫生命可以生养繁多。
So if brothers and sisters, we may remember this, what Paul said. He says that death works in us, but life will work in others.
因为我们还记得保罗这样说，他说死在我们身上发动，但生在你们身上成就。
Yeah, so it seems like even though that we went through a lot of pain and suffering, it seems that just to us or for us.
所以虽然我们经过很多的这些苦难，但是我们发现这是向着我们，也是为着我们的。
我们以为是只为我们。
对不起。我们以为说这些苦难是对着我们，向着我们来的。
But in reality, life was start in other people, on other people.
但是呢，实际上呢，这个生命呢是在其他人身上发动。
Just like a pregnant woman, unknowingly that life is conceived in her, and grow, and eventually the child is born.
正如怀孕的妇女一样，她在不知不觉当中，这个胎在慢慢长成，最后能够生下来。
So life multiplied in the way that we did not expect.
所以生命是这样的，产生很多，产生是我们不明白的。
Yeah. So brothers and sisters, today maybe we go through a lot of challenges. Maybe in our relationship, maybe in our work, maybe sickness. But thank the Lord, God is using all these, our suffering, to make life multiplied and abundant.
所以我们今天在生命中经过很多挑战，很多困难，好像在人际关系上，在工作上，或者在我们每天的生活里面，但事实上神是要用这些使生能够更多的在其他人身上发动。
And then so that at the end we have this joy of giving birth through travail.
所以最终呢，我们发现说怀孕生产的时候会产生喜乐的。
Not only that, the illustration of pregnancy also tells us this suffering has a limitation of time.
那另外一点我们看见说在这里用惨难这个比喻呢，我们发现这也讲到说这个痛苦是有局限性的。
时间性。
是有时间性的。
Thank the Lord. It doesn't mean that all sufferings will only last for 9 months.
我们感谢主。不是有很多的这些痛苦呢，都是要必须要持续9个月。
But we understand there's a limitation. One day, it will turn into joy.
但我们知道所有这些痛苦它都有时间性，有一天都要变成喜乐。
So we praise the Lord for such a promise to us.
我们为着主给我们这样的应许，我们感谢他。
The second part that I said that is in verse 22. The Lord says, but I will see you again and your heart will rejoice and no one will take your joy away from you.
那第二部分是在约翰福音16章22节那里，主说，我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了，这喜乐也没有人能夺去。
Now thank the Lord. So I think our brother already mentioned the Bible verse in Luke.
感谢主，我们弟兄刚才已经讲到说路加福音里面的经文。
Yeah, Luke 18, that he talked about that woman that he earnestly and constantly prayed to God.
因为在路加福音18章那里讲了一个比喻，说那有一个妇女她经常的向神恳切的祷告。
And the Lord will do justice for her.
那主就必会为她伸冤。
But not only that,But here the Lord says that we will see him.
但不仅如此，在这些经文，主是说讲到我们要 再见到他。
Yeah, here that word see, it's a different word, than the regular see. It actually means to discern clearly.
在这里讲到说见到的见跟我们平常的眼见是不太一样的，这里事实上讲到说是在灵里一个分辨力。
Yeah, so this is what happened. This is actually what happened to Job.
那这个事实上也发生在约伯的身上。
So brothers and sisters, you know the story of Job. He was such a perfect man to the point he felt like he's done. There's no more growth needed.
所以弟兄姐妹记得约伯的故事，约伯实在是一个完全的人，所以好像到了一点，到了一个地步呢，他发现他自己不需要再有什么改善。
Yeah. In other words, his self-life was too strong that clouded his vision.
所以换句话说，约伯他本身的这个天然的生命呢，太坚强，以至于说他的这个他的眼目呢被遮盖。
Yeah. He couldn't see the Lord.He couldn't see his true condition either.
所以他既不能看见神，他也没办法看见自己真实的光景。
So the Lord needed to use afflictions and suffering to open his eyes.
所以主就必须要用这些苦难，用这些困难，好能够开他的眼睛。
Yeah, I will read quickly of Job chapter 36, verse 15 and 16.
我想很快的把约伯记第36章的15和16读一下。
Yeah. He delivers the afflicted by their affliction and opens their ear by adversity. Then indeed, he entices you from the mouth of distress. Instead of it, a broad place with no constraint. And that which was set on your table was full of fatness.
约伯记36章15、16节。神借着困苦救拔困苦人，趁他们受欺压开通他们的耳朵，神也必以你出离患难，进入宽阔不狭窄之地，摆在你席上的必满有肥甘。
So Job was actually afflicted, but he did not know.
所以约伯事实上是在正在受苦，但是他却不明白。
He had a lot of illness, but he did not know.
他有事实上身上有很多的病，但是他却不知道。
What kind of illness did he have?
他有什么样的病呢？
He could not hear.
因为他听不见。
So the Lord has to open his ears by adversity.
所以主就必须借这些困难能够开通他的耳朵。
He had a nearsightedness or blind by self-life.
他因为自己的生命呢，他变成近视眼，看不清楚。
Yeah, so the Lord has to entice him from the mouth of distress and to bring him to a broad place with no constraint.
所以主必须借这些苦难呢，把他引出来，使他能够进入宽阔不狭窄之地。
He had the problem of appetite.
因为他的胃口好像也不好。
He couldn't eat any more spiritual food.
因为他似乎不能再吃任何属灵的食物。
But the Lord wants to bring him to the table that was full of fatness.
但是主要把他带到那一个筵席上是蛮有肥甘的桌子。
So after all these afflictions, when the Lord appeared to Job, what did Job say?
所以在这一切的苦难之后，当主向约伯显现的时候，约伯说了什么吗？
He said, I have heard you, I have heard your name with my ears, but now I see you with my eyes.
因为约伯就那样说我从前风闻有你，但我现在亲眼见到你。
So this is what the Lord says, that I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice.
所以这是主耶稣在约翰福音这里讲到说，我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。
Through all these afflictions that the Lord delivered us, and then our eyes are opened, that we may discern him inwardly and clearly.
所以经由这一些的苦难，主开我们的眼睛，好叫我们里面可以来能够分辨，能够认识他。
You know what kind of joy this is?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到这样带来的喜乐是什么样的喜乐呢？
This is the joy of transformation. This is the joy of fruit bearing.
因为这样的喜乐是因为我们转变之后得来的，也是我们能够结果得来的。
So this is the joy that the Lord said, be fruitful.
这正是主所说的那个喜乐，就是你们要生养众多。
Yeah, so you can see there are two parts.Be fruitful is about the quality, and be multiply is the quantity.
所以我们刚才这有两个部分，第一个是要结果，就是讲到这个品质，然后要众多，就是讲到它的数量。
The illustration of pregnancies talk about the multiply, the people around us that receive the blessing of God through our suffering.
所以在这个怀孕的过程中呢，这是一个使我们周遭人感觉到那个生养众多的
神的祝福。
感受到那种神的祝福。
Yeah, but seeing the Lord is our inward transformation and will become fruitful because the quality is changed, become mature.
但是当我们能够从里面来看见我们的神的时候，我们发现这个品质改变了，所以这个带给我们喜乐。
Now thank the Lord. This is all the work of the Lord. And then just as Isaiah says that he shall see the fruit of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied.
因为这是在以赛亚书上那里讲到我们的主，他说他要看见自己劳苦的功效就心满意足。
Yeah. Now we talk about these two parts and now we need to come to the third part.
我们刚才交上这两点，我们现在来到第三点。
The third part, the Lord says that we should ask in the name of the Lord.
那第三点是讲到说主告诉我们说我们要奉他的名求。
And this is the secret to have fullness of joy.
所以这事实上是要满足喜乐的一个秘诀。
Yeah, so we need the first two part, but we also need the third part.
我们需要前面的两点，那我们也需要这第三点。
Because the problem with us, actually our brother Ben just mentioned,I think it's very easy for us to, you know, we lose heart and we feel like, oh, okay, the Lord is working in me, okay, and we just become very passive.
所以正好像我们 Ben 弟兄刚才交通的，我们常常会容易灰心，而且常常就想说、哦、就是这样子、啊、主就是这样会在我身上工作。
Yeah, we're just passively waiting the Lord do some miracle in our life.
以至于我们好像只是说很被动的就等说等主行事做一些神迹在我们身上。
But our brothers mentioned that we need to cling to him.
但是刚才弟兄提醒我们，我们应当来专靠主。
And then this part is actually a big lesson about prayers, right?
那这一点呢，事实上讲到说是一个祷告一个很重要的一个功课。
Yeah, and then that's a really...big topic that we don't have much time to go into the details.
那这一个祷告这个题目是我们没有时间在今天早上在这里交通的。
But here's two things, maybe I just quickly mention.
但有两件事情我可以很快的提一下。
One is the name. The Lord says that we should pray, we should ask in His name, very specifically.
第一点就是要名字，就是主耶稣很特别提，很特别提到这里说要奉他的名。
So I'll tell you a story.
我要告诉你一个故事。
Yeah, I heard recently.
这是我最近听到的。
A brother was sick with a very rare illness.
那有一个弟兄呢，他生了一个非常罕见的病。
So an elder sister visited him and wanted to pray for him.
那年长的姊妹呢，去探访他，要为他祷告。
The sister asked the brother, "So what is the name of your illness?"
那位姊妹就问这个弟兄说你生这个病，这个病的名字是什么？
The brother replied, "What do you want to know the name of that sickness, that illness?"
那这个弟兄就回答说你为什么那么想要知道这个病的名字呢？
The sister answered, "If the illness has a name, it has to yield to Lord Jesus' authority, because his name is above all names."
那这姊妹就这样回答那弟兄说这个病如果有个名字的话，那因为我们主耶稣就是名是超乎万名之上的名，所以这个病一定要降服在主耶稣的名下。
This sister knows the power of the name of the Lord.
因为我们知道这姊妹她知道主名的能力。
So brothers, sisters, prayer is really bidirectional. The more we know him, the more we know how to pray. The more we appreciate that he gives us his name that we may pray upon.
所以弟兄姐妹们，祷告是一个两方是来回的这条道路。我们更多的认识主，我们就更多会祷告；我们更多认识主的名，我们就可以奉他的名来祷告。
Yeah, so that's a maybe first part. The second part is I think a lot of time we the Lord promised to give us, but maybe we will not cherish if we get it and it's too easily.
那这刚才祷告的是第一部分，那第二部分我们看到说，如果我们祷告很容易就得到的话，我们好像觉得不太珍惜这祷告所得来的结果。
Yeah, it's unfortunately that's our nature. It's easy for us to take for granted if something can be received easily.
很不幸的，这好像是我们天然的本，我们的本性是这样，好像很一件事情很容易得到的话，我们就不太去珍惜它。
So the Lord does want to teach us in the lessons of prayer.
所以主他愿意教导我们祷告的功课。
So maybe I'll just mention one really quick that brothers and sisters are all familiar with. That's the example of Hannah in 1 Samuel.
那我想很快的提到，我想弟兄姐妹也对这个故事非常熟悉，就是在撒母耳记上那里提到的哈拿的祷告。
Yeah, Hannah is the mother of Samuel.
因为哈拿是撒母耳的母亲。
And she prayed and prayed. And how did she pray? That the Bible says that she poured out her soul before the Lord.
那他就一直不断的祷告，圣经上怎么描述他的祷告呢？说哈拿在主面前是倾心吐意的祷告。
So even before she was pregnant, she was already in this prayer of labor pain.
因为在哈拿怀孕之前，她已经在这祷告的惨难里面了。
Yeah. So this is a great example to tell us that how we can grow in prayer, that how we will have a fullness of joy in prayer.
那这个哈拿的例子给我们一个很好的教导，就是我们如何能够在祷告中学习成长，然后得到满足的喜乐。
So I think it's just a brief conclusion. We find out in this passage, the Lord told us threefold joy.
也许我们现在复习一下，我们刚才讲到，我想用这个字叫做三点满足的喜乐。
三重的喜乐。
三重的喜乐。
Yeah. The first part is about the labor pain that become labor joy.
那第一部分是讲到说生产之难得到生产的之难的喜乐。
And second part is gross pain and will receive gross joy.
那第二部分讲到说长成的时候所产生的痛苦呢会结出长成时候的喜乐。
The third part is sowing seed with weeping shall harvest with rejoicing.
那第三重的喜乐是说如果我们流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
Yeah, that concludes my sharing.
我就今天交通停在这里。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you that truly you're the founder of joy.
主啊，我们感谢谢你，因为你实在是喜乐的泉源。
And we all, Lord, we come to you, we are come to our God, the most excellent joy.
主啊，我们来到你面前，我们实在是来到那最美好的喜乐之前。
And we thank you that you will not withdraw any joy and not any blessing from us.
我们感谢你，因为你没有不把任何的福气和喜乐赐给我们。
But you want us to receive fullness of joy.
哦，你是要我们能够得着满足的喜乐。
Help us, Lord, in this world that we may be a victor.
主啊，帮助我们在这世上做一个得胜者。
Lord, just as you have conquered all the enemies, Lord, help us to follow you and to enjoy your fullness of joy.
正如你已经战胜众仇敌，帮助我们能够跟随你，也能够在你里面得胜。
We thank you, even though we through water and through fire, you will bring us to a place of fullness.
主啊，我们感谢你，你虽然是我们经过水火之地，但你却带我们到更丰盛之处。
We thank you that what you have started, you will finish.
我们感谢你，你所开始的工作，你必要成全。
We look forward to the day, Lord, that we all may be mature and we may be stand in your presence.
哦，我们实在仰望那个日子，我们都能够长大成人，能够站在你的面前。
And then we shall rejoice together for your harvest.
哦，我们可以因着你的收成，能够一起在你面前喜乐。
We pray that you bless all brothers and sisters and every family and every member.
我们祷告，你是在祝福每位弟兄姊妹，每个家庭里面的成员。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.